You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hi, pal. Mourn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Let's go! 25 to 7 on SEN SA live in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. We will get a French Open update in the next couple of moments with BP, who is just all across tennis as the quarterfinal is just wrapped up as well. And he was on the money yesterday, Bix. But right now on 1300 736 736, I want to say good morning to Smithers, who is not just obsessed with golf, big Port Adelaide man as well, who was at the game on the weekend. We appreciate you getting in touch, Smithers. Now, we're waking up to the news about finally the coming together of the PGA and LIV. What are your thoughts initially hearing that news?
Morning, boys. Long time, first time. it's huge news to wake up to. I mean, really, it's a massive back down from PGA Tour. I think they realised the LIV model is here to stay. It's attracting a younger audience. Obviously, you saw the recent event at Grange, 77,000. So many people enjoying themselves under 30 that have never been to golf before. I mean, the traditionalists probably don't like it, but a bit like the old Test Cricket 2020 scenario and the future of the game. So I think it's a major thing. I mean, the players' point of view, they want to be able to move. Proof's in the pudding with the majors. You can see these guys, some of the best in the world. They've been restricted, basically. So, I mean, it's a huge day for golf and it's brilliant for the future of the sport.
So you predict that it'll be, we'll still have the traditional majors and there'll still be all the tradition that goes with that, but then we'll have a smattering of these other events where it will be broader and some of those traditions will fall to the wayside, which do make it more attractive to maybe mainstream people.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best of both worlds. You'll have the traditional four-day events and then you'll have the, I think the one thing, talking to a few players at Grange, I've done a fair bit of caddying myself on tours, is they're so much more relaxed and they enjoy the team aspect. They used to play a lot of it in college golf in the US. We haven't really had exposure to it in Australia, but you can see the camaraderie and, you know, the team aspect of four of you going for one event. Because not everyone, and it's pretty hard to win individual, but you know, if you're going along for the ride with three mates, you know, it's got that team aspect which golf has never had. So it's brilliant.
I think the big question is, and the reason why it was so successful here, is we've been starved of the top flight golfers coming as far away as Australia. Do you think this coming together of both these tours will mean that we'll start to see more golf being played in Australia of the top flight golfers?
Yeah, I think if you look, Golf Australia are really concerned about Australian Open PGA being visited this year. So you can notice they've already started to do the publicity around that. But certainly next year with LIV Golf, there'll be another event up in Queensland. And my understanding is the Asian Tour will become a feeder tour for the LIV. So there'll be another event in WA as well as part of a co-sanction with the Asian Tour. So it gives all the players pathways for the ultimate, and caddies for that matter. I mean, you get on the LIV Tour, it's basically ka-ching, ka-ching. As a caddy, but that's the ultimate goal. But it gives players and caddies pathways now, no different to any other sport. So it's a brilliant day for golf.
You dust off the ovals then?
Mate, it's already in the pipeline. I was not common knowledge, but I was on standby for the US Open. Unfortunately, player didn't make it, but you never know where Smithers might show up.
I love that, Smithers. You are now officially our golf expert,
done.
And we appreciate you calling, mate. We appreciate the support. Hold the line as well, because you're already our caller of the day. So we give you that Signet Boost power bank. So when you're caddying again, your phone will never run flat. So Smithers, thank you so much for reaching out.